Commentary number 14 on the story The Botanist, Land Without Notice. Obviously, this is an extended metaphor about the relationship of real teachers and spirituality, in other words, real spiritual activity and realization and function, as compared to superstitious function or that tied up with secondary or limited personal attitudes. It also deals, obviously, again, with how real teachers work or real workers work in this world. And this is probably one of those commentaries which takes less time than it does to read the story. Paying attention to the story will give you a good understanding of the general approach of people in this world. There are a couple sentences here which deserve looking into more because they do relate directly to how people who have real knowledge work. First of all, in the understanding that these people came back, returned into the world, or in this case came to a particular society, group of people, who they looked at them and said, yes, we can help these people. But before doing so, they had to actually observe what were the conditions of the people. And some of the thing that they had to do in order to observe the condition was, and I'll read again, they were, to be sure, not only botanists, but also people of caution. Before attempting to restore the knowledge, they carried out a survey of the nature and behavior, the thoughts and the institutions of the people who now lived there. Now, this is something that is not done by many people who consider themselves to be workers in the spiritual field, but in reality are simply spreading either more superstition or trying to convert people to their own particular limited beliefs. It is something, however, that real workers have to pay attention to as preliminaries to doing something, and that is to assess the condition of the group of people that they're working with. Now, the same thing is very, very true with a teacher who is working with or approached by someone who is seeking spiritual guidance and assistance. That person has to assess the condition of the individual. Now, if they find that there is potential there to go further, at that point, they have to develop a means to do so. And the course, the structure of the course, is tailor-made to every single individual, every single group of people that somebody is working with, and the particular purpose for filling the needs of the particular time, place, people's conditions. And this is done from the perspective of a larger framework of what's needed within the world and what is potential within the world. And this is something that's pointed out in this particular story. Now, one of the things that's done is if you find that if the conclusion is that the people aren't ready for one reason or another, and you're going to continue to work with them, then you have to find a way to modify the behavior or to introduce elements into the society in which people can learn and grow from so that they can get to the point that their behavior is modified naturally through their own knowing, through their own development, and get to the point where they can reach the starting point of learning real function. Until then, it's impossible to deal with them, other than strictly in a very, very superficial manner. So, in the last sentence, it says, so the scientists went into seclusion again. until the people should become so desperate and so riddled with disease that they would submit to the superstitious treatment that they shunned, or until they were dispassionate, there were enough dispassionate students among them who reckoned that medicine was a possibility for real demonstrations to be held. And again, this is something that the real worker pays attention to, and looking at the changing condition, withdrawing from active work until the potentials are there, until the conditions are right, until the capacity of the individuals is correct to at least begin learning. This is the end of this commentary.